You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
Hey everyone, my name's Addie Weaver and I'm so thrilled to be on here today just to share with you guys some wisdom that I've taken away from my life in the past few years. I come from an incredible family, a very loving Christian home, and I've been surrounded by love and support my entire life, and that has played a huge role on my walk growing up. And I just wanted to talk to you guys today about the importance as a Christian about living where your feet are, living in the moment, not questioning what's next or always wanting more. And in our society, it is so easy to fall to this. And I think a couple years ago is when I really pinpointed this flaw that I had, that I always was comparing myself and I always wanted something I didn't have instead of being content. And God being the creator of us and the creator of our future and our whole life planner calls us to be content and to never question what's coming next, whether that be good or bad, because his plan is perfect. And so as Christians, it's kind of funny to think about, if we aren't creating our future and if we don't determine what we are going to have in this lifetime, that's God's job, then why are we worrying and why are we such planners and living life in such a rush? I think in my life, what really made me come to a realization about this is that every time I did get that next thing I wanted or to that next phase of my life, I wasn't fully fulfilled. And I grew up as a Christian and I was saved at a young age. And I knew Jesus and I knew his love and he had my heart, but I don't think I fully knew my identity in him and I didn't put my full identity in him. And I think that's where that sense of fulfillment was lacking, because truly there is nothing in this world that can fulfill you except Jesus Christ and having your true identity, trust, and putting your life in his hands. Because either way, you may think, oh, I can do this and my future will result in this. But in reality, either way, it's God's job and that's God who's guiding your life. But if you can put your trust in him and know that he's doing that and take a step back, sit in the passenger seat while God's in the driver's seat, it will cause for less stress and less worry and less anxiety and less comparison and more of being content in what your life is going to bring, no matter whether that's going to be a good day tomorrow, a bad day tomorrow, or a bad year. Because so many people, including me in my life, think that you can prevent the pain and prevent the bad days. But in reality, they're coming either way because they're part of God's plan. And there is so much purpose in every little piece of pain. I actually read something the other day and it said, if the day Jesus died was eventually called good, then maybe one day our worst days might be called good too. And I think this is incredible because God puts those bad days and he puts that pain in our life for good. And if it's for good and it's part of his perfect plan, then it's hard to think why in our society we live a life of so much anxiety and stress over what's to come. And if we can just fully put our trust and identity in Jesus and know that anything that happens in our life is part of his perfect plan, then there wouldn't be anxiety and there wouldn't be stress. It's just us falling to sin. And I think it should be a goal of ours as Christians every day to try to live stressless, because there's no reason in this world to stress. There is absolutely no reason. And I know it's way easier said than done, because we do fall short every day as sinners, but I think it's a really good goal to have, is to move closer to a stress-free life every day. Over the past few years, I've gone through many milestones and many life changes. And I think that now, as I'm about to graduate college and I'm job searching and I'm not sure of what's next, I think this time around and this change in my life is so much easier because I'm not putting it on me. I'm using what God has given me to set myself up for success, but I'm leaving it up to Him to guide me where I'm going. And like I said earlier, it's just about living where your feet are, living in the present. And I think this time around, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not thinking about, I'm scared of where I'm going to be in a year. I'm thinking, I am so thankful for what God has provided me and how He is helping me grow. But I know that I'm trusting my life with Him and whatever is going to happen next. And I have no idea what that's going to be, but it's going to be purposeful and it's going to be perfect and part of my plan that God created me with. And what goes along with really knowing that God is in control is so much confidence, because you are a product of the Lord and your life is fully planned by Him. And for me, that just gives me so much confidence that I'm going to live this purposeful and perfect life for Jesus Christ, and He is going to provide me what is perfect that goes along with my plan. So it's really about living with 2 feet in the moment, not 1 foot in and 1 foot reaching for the future. It's all about trusting in God, living right where you are, and knowing that He is going to provide for you wherever it may be in your life and whatever you may need. And whether you don't think that's right for you in the moment, He knows, because He knows the end of your plan. So I really encourage all of you guys every day to just make strides in living a stress-free life, because stress is a wasted emotion as Christians, because our trust should lie in the one who knows our plan, not us who, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but it's going to be perfect because God is creating that plan. So start where you are and God will take you where you need to be.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your host, Rashawn Copeland, and you are listening to the Scriptures and Stories podcast. I'm super excited that you're listening in today. If you are listening in, just know that I am thrilled that you decided out of all the podcasts in podcast world to come here. This is going to be super, super fun because we're going to talk about something that we all have experienced from time to time, from different seasons in our lives. Getting stuck and getting unstuck. Many of us don't like to get stuck. We love to be unstuck from where we were. So I want to talk a little bit about getting unstuck and how God's hand and His plan isn't oftentimes to keep us stuck where we are. He gives us an option. He makes it available for us to walk in freedom instead of being bounded to, whether it's sin or relationships that are toxic, all these different things that tend to keep us stuck. But let's talk about this real quick. There's not a worse feeling than being stuck. You agree with me, right? The absence of progression can be utterly depressing. I'm stuck. Those words paralyze us. They yell into all our souls, and our souls yell out of desperation, I want to be free. You know, in despair, our minds cry aloud to be free. In denial, our hearts turn from the paralyzing reality of this stuckhood, being stuck in the hood or being stuck somewhere we don't want to be. I don't know what it is that you're stuck in today, what type of season that you may be stuck in today, but freedom is available. The word "I'm stuck" has become a popular punchline and an empty excuse. We say it all the time, well, I'm stuck again. We hear it. It's repetitive. It's a sense of communication that we often use out of desperation of our souls. And we hear it from time and time again in our workplace. We hear people that we work with, our coworkers, maybe even we're guilty of saying it, but I want to get out of the rut. I want to get out of this jam. You know, I want to leave this job and go back to school. I want to leave this job to do something I'm more passionate about. There's a sense that we're stuck. Or maybe you can even hear it when you're on your way home and you're at a stoplight and someone behind you begins to honk their horn, the minute the light turns green, they're already impatient, they're frustrated, they're ready to get home, they're hungry, and they just blow the horn, beep, beep, you need to hurry up and go. But you look back, you'd be like, hold on, fam, it just turned green. You need to chill out. You know, I just went through that the other day. Me and my wife were headed to Cox Cable to return back the old box, cable box that we had, and there was a car behind us, and we had our little son in the car. He was resting, sleeping, windows were halfway down, and it was literally around the time rush hour traffic when everybody's like leaving to go home. But there was this car, this gentleman that was sitting behind me. I won't call him a gentleman because he was rather rude, and I'm just like, I don't want to be rude like that, I don't want to be messed up. But this dude honks the horn, the minute the light turned green. You didn't even give it 2 seconds for me to put my foot on the pedal, but he was honking his butt off, and he woke my son up, and I was so upset. I'll never forget about that. That was crazy. But take a moment and really just ask yourself, where are you stuck at?
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
Have you ever felt helpless as you look around at the needs in the world today? So many of us wonder if there's anything we can really do to help. Well, we want to tell you about a new book from our friends at Zondervan called Disruptive Compassion that just might answer some of these questions. With raw and inspiring stories from the world's most desperate places, Convoy of Hope founder and CEO Hal Donaldson takes us on a tour along the front lines of courage and compassion. Let this book be your crash course in what it means to become a revolutionary as you learn how to evaluate the resources you already have, navigate real concerns and risks, check your motives, and ultimately become equipped as an agitator with purpose. Disruptive Compassion by Hal Donaldson is available for pre-order now wherever you buy books. Get your copy today.
Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? You'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text CONVERGE to 31996 and take our quick 3-minute survey. That's CONVERGE to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
We say it when we are in need of motivation. You know, when motivation is low and our schedules are slow, we say, I'm stuck. We say it when our plates are full and our spiritual tanks are empty. We say it in all these different seasons, all these different times throughout the day, I'm stuck. We say it when we can't push the regrets of yesterday out of our thoughts today. And certain people, certain circumstances, certain choices, certain voices that we followed in the past, place of our past, that old position, and we say, I'm frozen, I'm stuck there, because our mind, our thoughts are always there, and we are just hoping for something better to throw them out. We're hoping to replace these thoughts with something better today and something better for the future. And I don't know if you relate or not. Have you been that individual who goes over the same thing over and over again? You know, maybe you say things like this, I'm stuck doing the things that I don't want to do. Or maybe you say, I'm stuck in places that I don't want to be. Or maybe you're saying today, I'm stuck with the people I don't want to see. Or maybe you're saying, I'm stuck with too much stuff, or I'm stuck with not enough. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're saying today, I'm stuck doing things that I do not want to do. Maybe you're saying today, I'm stuck in the places that I do not want to be. Maybe you're saying today that I'm stuck with the people that I do not want to see. Maybe you're saying today, I'm stuck with too much stuff, or I'm stuck with not enough. What are you saying today to yourself? What are you speaking over your life? You are probably stuck if you spend 7 hours a day on Facebook. If you spend 7 hours a day roaming through Facebook or social media, period, you're probably stuck unless your full-time job is to be online, to be a social media guy. And then again, it's still kind of questionable if you're spending 7 hours on Facebook. That ain't healthy, man. Go get away from the computer a little bit. Go get some prayer in. Go spend some time, drink some water, spend some time with the Lord. Go love on some people, you know, tangibly, you know, without looking through a screen. You're that wife that is literally in a place or a position right now that is not healthy for you and your family because you're consuming so much. Maybe it's consumerism where you're always on Amazon buying stuff, or you're going down to Hobby Lobby every couple hours to shower yourself. Maybe it's too much stuff in your life. And it's causing your finances to go down the drain. Maybe it's makeup, hair products. I don't know what it is, but maybe that has you stuck, your sleep. Maybe it's a man. Maybe you're not physically sleeping with another woman, but maybe you're committing adultery in your heart every day. You have a wandering eye. You're looking lustfully at other women at your workspace. Maybe that's what has you stuck. Maybe you keep on moving from city to city unrelentlessly, starting over and over again. That can be a sign that you're stuck right now. You know, always showing up maybe to your kids' basketball or football or soccer game late. That could be a way to see if you're stuck. You're stuck in this cycle. You know, maybe busyness, maybe it's work life, you know. Maybe some of you, even right now, it can be as simple as this. Maybe you're driving your car and you look down and your gas tank is on empty. And you see the light, it's all popped up and everything. I tell you, if you don't fill your car up, you're about to be stuck. You may not be fully stuck now, but if you don't fill that tank up, you're going to be stuck. There's so many ways procrastination tries to have its way in our life. There's so many ways procrastination tries to have its way in our life. And today I want to talk about how can we get unstuck. If you're listening to this podcast right now, there's a great chance that you live in America. And I was thinking the other day when I was driving to the airport, I seen this card that had born in the USA, born in the USA. And as I was listening to this song, USA really stuck out to me. And what I end up saying, you get it, stuck out to me. But what I end up saying is USA should stand for United Stucks of America. United Stucks of America. We have somehow allowed the borders of our homeland to be marked by the barriers we know so well, which is sin, selfishness, spiritual oppression, and material obsession. These are the things that have caused borders to come around us. And that's why we're called United Stucks of America, because we have so many barriers and borders keeping us from obtaining freedom in Christ. And this is what I want to talk to you all about today. I'm just going to get into this. You may not have realized it yet, but Jesus is saying to you, he wants you to go free. And he's saying that you're already free if you're a son, but you have to trust and believe. You have to believe that. And I think of Christine Kane. I love her. I love her writings. I love just her ministry and the impactful, influential part that she has for the kingdom of God. And this is what's cool about it. She said these words one day. She says, do what you can with what you have, where you are. Don't spend your life wishing you could do something about things you can't, with resources you don't have, in places you are not. Start where you are. And many of you today are in America, but you may not have the resources you think that you need to fulfill the plan that God has for you. You may right now be in a place, in a space right now that you don't know exactly why you're here or what's the purpose of you being here. There's a reason you were born in United States of America. It's because God placed you here. He positioned you here for a plan and purpose. He wants you to fulfill something. And I want to encourage you with that today, is that God can use you right where you are. So start there. And we talk about this oftentimes whenever someone shares their story, their testimony on this podcast, Scriptures and Stories. We are always insinuating, we're always speaking into passionately how it's important to understand understand that God doesn't want us to come to him perfect, but he wants us to come to him humble and willing to submit our lives, submit everything we have, everything we are to him, so he can use us the way he wants to use us. Broken vessels, but we have to receive his grace and his power to do so. We're just weak. We're broken. We can do nothing apart from him. And we have to just lay down at his holy throne, say, God, I bring all my mess to you. Everything I have, everything that I am, and lay it out at your feet. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. I cannot wait to connect with you later. If you haven't yet, go ahead and text me at 678-667-6582. Again, it's 678-667-6582. Another thing, last but not least, if you would do us a huge favor and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, that will mean the world. I mean, actually do the favor. Just say yes. Say, I'm going to do it. And then go do it, guys. This means so much. Thank you so much. If you've already done it, now you could just share it on your Instagram story, screenshot it. We'll share it to our ministry pages. Make sure you at Jesus Feed on Instagram and show that you're listening and enjoying this content. Another thing is, last but not least, we are now getting ready to launch a few other things that we want you a part of. So if you haven't yet, go to RashawnCopeland.org and sign up for our email list. At our email list, you'll be able to get so many exclusive pieces of content, products here in the near future. I have a book that I'm working on now called Start Where You Are, which will extremely bless you. And we have more guests coming in the future. We want to keep up with you. We want to stay connected with you. And yeah, just see what God does. He's going to do amazing things. And we're excited to have you listen.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but also putting daily action steps into play along the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.